You're listening to Siren Radio with me, Andrew David. One of the things you will know about Lincoln and Lincolnshire is it is very proud of the opportunities it can offer for fantastic holidays on the East Coast. Now, if you're looking out the window at the moment and you're looking at the spring, which looks more like November and autumn and things like that, you're probably thinking, why are we thinking about going to the East Coast? One brilliant reason is because of my next guest. Luke Cullen is the general manager of Haven Golden Sands at Mablethorpe. He, if you could see the picture I saw a moment ago, he has the most unbelievable tan, which allegedly he got this week when they opened a fantastic multi-million pound development at Mablethorpe. So, Luke, A, I'm very jealous, and B, welcome to Siren Radio.
Thank you.
Tell us what you've been up to at Mablethorpe, because it's a huge investment from Haven, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Over the last 12 months, Haven have decided to develop a new concept, which is called the Adventure Village. We've built it in the Haven Golden Sands in Mablethorpe, and they've invested about £2.5 million in a wonderful family entertainment area, which is all outdoors. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's really changed the concept of our park now. And some of the activities are things that people have never experienced before. So it really gives an attraction to come to the East Coast.
Well, as I say, you're being very brave because, you know, out of doors on the East Coast is a challenge. But when it's lovely, it is absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, earlier this week, we actually had that wonderful English type summer with puffy white clouds and things. And you had some really cracking day for the official opening when you had some special guests come and have a look round.
Yeah, that's correct. On Wednesday, we actually welcomed Niall Wilson, Olympic bronze medal gymnastic from Team GB. Haven have got a partnership with them, and they've actually came down to help launch the Adventure Village. The whole area was beautiful, and for every single one of the photos, we had just blue sky. And that's what it's about. Families being able to enjoy the sunshine while grabbing a drink or ice creams and kids playing. It was brilliant.
In some senses, you know, you having a bit of a barren year has given Haven the opportunity to really go belt and braces at getting this right for the new season, which is literally opening as we speak.
Yeah, that's correct. We've been on a bit of a journey for the last couple of years, and we've tried to identify where the best place is to invest. And obviously, due to the pandemic, that has slowed it down. But we're on a real good roll now. And the plan is to roll these out over the rest of the UK in the next sort of 2 to 3 years. We start to do that. It'd be brilliant.
So Lincoln and Lincolnshire is leading the way for Haven and for the way they want to develop for the future.
Yeah, they pick different parks at different areas. Across the company itself, we've got lots of different investments. For instance, over the last 12 months, we've done some new marina stages and bars in the Lake District, in North Wales, and also in Great Yarmouth. We've come up with some new concepts around how we eat and dine. And then up in Scotland, they've also done some indoor adventure facilities where they have more difficulties with the weather than we do. But for us and Great Yarmouth, we went with the outdoor adventure villages, which offer fantastic facilities.
I suspect this year you're going to find people, because obviously travelling abroad is still very challenging, this could be a really good year for you to be looking at this new way of doing things. And despite the weather, with a mixture of being able to work outdoors and indoors, there's always something for you to do at a place like Golden Sands, isn't there?
That's correct, yeah. We're in the fortunate position of having holiday parks across the British coastline, which have the most stunning views and beautiful beaches, and Mablethorpe is absolutely incredible. And if the weather isn't so kind, then we have a huge range of indoor activities to enjoy as well. And a result of that, we still see high numbers of UK holidaymakers. And we have noticed that people have a greater confidence in booking in the UK holidays at the moment, especially around the uncertainty of the foreign holidays. So we do think that staycations will remain really high.
And it's really lovely that a company like Haven are investing in the East Coast and in the East Coast of Lincolnshire, because, you know, going way back in history, the first Butlins were set up just up the road from you. So, you know, it's very much part of the warp and weft of and the history and the social history of Lincoln and Lincolnshire.
Absolutely. And Butlins is actually part of our ownership of Bourne Leisure. So it's great that we can work so close together. The other great thing I like about the Adventure Villages is it's been able to give us an opportunity to attract more team members to our park. We've actually got 29 new job opportunities as a result of it, across food, beverage, and also some of the sports activities. Within these roles, we've also taken an opportunity to use the government Kickstart program, which is bringing those aged between 16 and 24 onto universal credit into the workplace, which is really working well at the moment.
And that's particularly crucial for somewhere like the East Coast and the area you're in, which has suffered quite a bit, and particularly over the last 12 months.
Yes, absolutely. With us being such a seasonal resort, it has hit us quite hard. As a company, we think we've done as well as we possibly can, and we're really looking forward to what this season can do. And with the Adventure Village, we know that we can attract more people to the park. Our holidays start from just £40 per night, and if we can bring more people to the area, it will only be better for the rest of the local businesses in the town.
Okay, so if anybody's interested in booking a holiday, because it's so uncertain about travelling abroad, particularly at the moment, I'm guessing there's a great website for people to go to.
It is, yeah, that's correct. It's www.haven.com. And the great thing that we're offering at the moment is we're also offering a COVID guarantee. So at any point, if any of our guests are concerned about the risk of COVID or just don't feel safe about travelling on holiday for any reason at all, up to 40 hours before they travel, we'll actually give them a full refund, no quibbles too.
That's fantastic. And that's a great peace of mind thing, because yes, if you get to 48 hours before, you should know whether you're going or not. So, and of course, if the government have changed the regulations, which must be a bit of a nightmare every time you wake up in the morning and turn the news on.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been really uncertain at times, but we're working really closely with the government, and all of our guests so far have been really happy with some of the stuff that we've put in place on the parks.
Luke Cullen, thank you so much indeed for chatting to us today. We've been talking about the new development at Haven's Golden Sands Park, which is a multi-million pound development, and it's a wonderful thing called the Adventure Village. I really want to come and have a look at it, and you did offer me the opportunity this week, but unfortunately I'm tied to my remote studio here, so I wasn't able to. Maybe I can twist your arm, just pop in and have a look at it, and perhaps have a go. I've always wanted to have a go on one of those climbing walls, and you've got one, haven't you?
We've actually got four climbing walls, and we've also got something that I think you'd really enjoy, which is for the adrenaline drunkies out there, and that's the jump experience, which is a 6 meter high platform, and you jump off the top onto a large crash mat. So that's probably our fans' favourite.
That's got my name very much on it, although I suspect my wife will say, "You're not going on that, stop it."
Remember, you're welcome anytime.
Remember your age. Luke Cullen, it's been really good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. And can I wish you all the very best for this season? And let's keep in touch.
Yes, thank you. Take care.